amal, deeds. The same deeds that we regularly and continuously perform, they are still here, we can still perform them, the same deeds. But in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and the barakah, the blessing and the virtues of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are so much so that due to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has those same deeds, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has increased the reward and the ajr and the status of the deeds so many times over, multiplied them so many times over due to the barakah and the virtues of these first 10 days of Dhul Hajj. And we're not aware of how much Allah Ta'ala has multiplied and made this, multiplied the elevation and the status of the deeds. And Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful opportunity that due and through the implementation of those deeds, we can earn so much more. So we just need to be focused, pay a bit more attention, and be more concentration. And these 10 days of the Hijjah can become very great for us, very valuable for us. So there are a few deeds that especially that have been mentioned, that are unique in the sense that these few deeds that we will discuss, if we look at them and we think about them, and if we try to implement them, if we practice them in these 10 days, we should try to practice them as much as we can. As much as there will be thawab for practicing them, we should look at that, inshallah. We will look at that, what the thawab is, and we will look at what amal they are. So we will discuss the deeds, the specific deeds, and the rewards for each one, the ones that we should practice in these 10 days. And that they hold so much reward. So the first deed number one is sadaqah, to give charity, sadaqat. In normal days, away from Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we give charity and sadaqah. Okay, so that's deed number one. Number two, deed number two is to comfort, to look out for a sick person, somebody in need, somebody who's ill, to comfort them, to visit them, to see them, to give them consolation. Third deed, deed number three, is to attend the janazah, the funeral prayer, or the funeral for somebody. Now, we do this during the year as well. In normal days, a person attends the janazah and the janazah prayer or the janazah. But in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, what is the reward and the maqam of attending the janazah? And the fourth deed, the fourth point, the fourth amal, the fourth action after attending the funeral prayer is to, for a poor person, for a mu'min, for a poor mu'min, to clothe that person, the poor person, to give them clothing, attire. This is also an amal that we should practice in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which has been mentioned. And the fifth point, the fifth amal or action, is that for an orphan, or to an orphan, yes, the person who doesn't have the parents, to be the guest, or to host, sorry, to be the host for the orphan, or to assist the orphan, feed the orphan. And the sixth point, the sixth amal, the sixth action, is to attend the gathering of the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. How many points? How many amal? There's six amal, six deeds that I've just mentioned. Now we need to see that these six deeds, alhamdulillah, during the year, Allah gives the tawfiq, the ability for us to implement these, the practice that we give sadaqat, charity. We also comfort and visit the sick. We reach to their bedside or to where they are. If Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, we, on top of that, also attend the janazah prayer, the funeral prayer. And aside from this, we also give people, poor people, things, and we give clothes to the poor, and the orphan, we feed the orphan, assist the orphan. And sixth, with the fadl and karam of Allah, with Allah's grace and blessings and mercy, Allah Ta'ala also gives the tawfiq for us to do His dhikr. But here, this is about the majlis of dhikr, the gathering of dhikr that we're mentioning. Now, in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, if we practice these six specific deeds, what will Allah Ta'ala give? What ajr, what reward has Allah Ta'ala kept aside for these deeds? However many times we do them. Yeah. So if you do it once, you'll get the reward for that once. If you do it 10 times, you'll get the reward 10 times over. If you do it 5 times, then you get the reward 5 times over. If you don't do anything, then you get no reward at all. So this is all about doing. This is all about doing. Islam is not about listening. It's about action. It's about implementation. It's the dunya, the realm of action, of doing. The dunya of the deen, Islam, it's about doing. Not just listening or seeing, it's about action, practicing. It's not like where the cattle or trees or leaves or just wilderness vegetation that we don't do anything. No, the person who listens should listen and do amal on what he hears or she hears. So do you understand the amal that I've just mentioned? Alhamdulillah. So now let's see the reward that is accrued, attained for these actions. And this is just the reward I'm going to mention now for these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Not away from these first 10 days. Right. So unique for these 10 days, number one, was the action of giving sadaqah, charity, to those in need. It is stated that the person who in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah gives sadaqah, and there's no upper limit, you can give £100 or £1,000 or whatever your capacity is, that Allah Ta'ala, for example, other deeds like zakat, the compulsory charity, there's a percentage fixed, or you have to do these deeds, other ibadat, but here Allah Ta'ala has not put any limit, lower limit, higher limit. Allah says just give sadaqah. If you're poor, you also have to give sadaqah. If somebody is not well off, still can give sadaqah. Even if you give 5 pence, it's sadaqah. 10 pence is sadaqah, according to your capacity. But it has to be according to your capacity. It shouldn't be lower than your capacity or capability. Rather a little bit above your capacity and capability. Why? Because who are you giving for? For the sake of Allah. In the name of Allah. So you can't do fraud. I can give £5, but let me just take out 5 pence. That's enough. No. The sadqa is there, but Allah Ta'ala is watching it. What are you doing? Why are you playing games here? Giving less than you can. So according to your capacity and capability, alhamdulillah, take out every day. And what difference will it make in the 10 days? In the 10 days, if you take out sadaqah every day, you'll get the reward for each day. And what is the thawab for taking the sadaqah? What is the thawab? The reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that all of the prophets, you are practicing according to the sunnah. And by giving the sadaqah, you'll get the reward. Not just one prophet, but all of the prophets. If you have implemented the sunnah, this is how great a big an action this is. So that is the thawab. Imagine the reward, subhanAllah. That you give 5 pence, 10 pence, 1 pound, and Allah Ta'ala gives you the reward of implementing the sunnah of all the prophets. In just in these 10 days, you get this reward. If the 10 days finish, then that's gone the opportunity. So this is a sale, a bargain in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And after that, the sale will close, the bargain will close, the opportunity will close. What was the second reward? To comfort, to visit, aid the sick. This is something done through the year. Somebody can have a back pain, a stomach ache, a sneeze or a flu, or somebody's got a fever or become ill. So today is very easy. Even if you can't physically go and see that person, you can pick up the phone or ring that person and say, how are you? I heard that you're unwell. I wanted to come and see you. Are you okay? Are you fine? What's happening? What's the issue? So alhamdulillah, this is called comforting, aiding, visiting the sick. What's the thawab for this action? That the person who comforts a sick person in these first 10 days of the Hijjah, then it's just like he has, subhanAllah, to the awliyaAllah, the abdal, the high status waliyaAllah, it's as if he has comforted and visited those people. So a person who comforts the sick person or ill person in these first 10 days, then mashallah, he will get the reward of comforting and aiding the abdal and the awliya Allah. So this is the thawab. The abdal is a high class position of the abdal. And then the awliya Allah, the awliya to assist them, to visit them, to comfort them. This is the thawab one attains. This is the amount of thawab this will be given. The third action which was stated was the janaza prayer. Now, if you can attain the janaza prayer, then try your best to attend that janaza prayer. Just like we do throughout the year, don't be lazy in these 10 days. How much thawab is there for attending the funeral prayer, janaza, in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? The person who attends the janaza prayer in these 10 days, he will get such thawab as if he attended the janaza, the prayer for the shaheedon. Not just shaheed, but plural, the shaheeds. Great thawab. Great thawab. And after that, there's another action, the fourth point I mentioned, which was to clothe the person in need, the poor person, to give him attire or her attire. What is the reward here? What is the ajr here? Allah Ta'ala says that when you give the mu'min libas, attire, clothing, not money, libas, clothing. Yeah, you can use your money and buy clothes and give to that poor person in need who needs clothes, a mu'min. Clothing, attire. Then what is the reward? What will Allah say? Allah Ta'ala says that when you will come to me in the hereafter, then I will give you my libas. Subhanallah, imagine what a great reward. What will that be, Allah Ta'ala's libas? Tell me. Imagine, subhanallah. Then we come to the next action, which we just discussed, which is the yatim, the orphan. If we feed, if we serve the yatim, the orphan, make him happy, her happy, we give them something to eat. We are the host and we call the yatim as the guest. There's a difference here, to be the host and to treat them as the guest. Here, for example, if you give someone some food, here, take some bread, here's some food. That's different. But here Allah Ta'ala is saying is you're the guest. So special service, you treat the orphan nicely. Because when you're a guest, you call someone. When you're the host and you call someone as a guest, you treat them higher. For example, if you eat normally in your house dal and chapati, then when the guest comes, you give them nicer food, better food. So with the yatim, the orphan, if you are the host and you treat them as the guest, the orphan, then Allah Ta'ala says, what will I do with you? Is that on the plain of Hashr, on the Day of Judgment, beneath my arsh, beneath my throne, I will be the host for you as my guest. Subhanallah. Imagine the rewards in these 10 days. These 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And the final, the sixth point that I mentioned, is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to an individual in these 10 days, just out, even in one day, the opportunity, even if it's one day, it's one thawab. And if you do it every day, morning, afternoon, evening, then you, for each incident, for each gathering, you'll get the thawab. Otherwise, to nowadays, you can't get this gathering anywhere in the world. There must be mad people, crazy people. Morning, afternoon, evening, majlis, gathering, dhikr of Allah. Where can we find this? Morning, night, afternoon, day. This looks impossible. Where are we going to find this? But if Allah Ta'ala has written the reward for this, then this is proof that there will definitely be majalis of dhikr of Allah somewhere. If Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that there is this reward for attending the majlis of dhikr of Allah, this is Allah Ta'ala's shan. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala is selected. Allah Ta'ala selects. And maybe there's nowhere in the world where there's a majalis of dhikr, where there's a majlis in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And mashallah, here people are also coming. There's no negligence, laziness. So it's not necessary that Allah Ta'ala says that you have to go to this part of the world or this part or this region. Maybe in the whole world there is nowhere is there a majlis, but only here maybe there's just a majalis. This is Allah's preference. Wherever Allah Ta'ala wants to select, whatever portion of the earth He selects and apportions, it's His choice. So this is possible. That maybe there could be more than one gathering. There could be many gatherings because Allah Ta'ala has kept the thawab there. So if Allah Ta'ala has apportioned the thawab of the reward, if you can get one reward, sorry, one gathering in the 10 days, even that is great enough. Otherwise, where can you even find one gathering of dhikr of Allah today? In these 10 days, where will there be a majlis of dhikr with such preparation? Okay, let's go to dhikr with the niyyah, with the preparation. Very few places, very few opportunities. So if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with His grace and mercy, special khas, fadl, due to the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Allah Ta'ala gives us in our destiny the opportunity to attend a majlis or majalis of dhikr, then what is the thawab, the reward for this? To attend a gathering or gatherings of dhikr, the thawab, the reward for that person who attends. Allah Ta'ala says, if you attend a gathering of dhikr, it is as if you have attended the gathering of the Anbiya and Mursaleen. Subhanallah. What thawab and reward Allah Ta'ala gives. What purity there must be in that thawab, in that reward. Subhanallah. And the more majlis we attend, if there are majalis and different gatherings, subhanallah, then this will be ungratefulness to the maximum, that there's a majlis and we don't attend. Listen, imagine what true answer will we give to Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter, that there's a gathering, dhikr is being held. For example, in there's an area, there is no dhikr and a person has a desire, fair enough. But if there are majalis, gatherings of dhikr, and we know, or you know, or I know, and I can attend there, I'm able to get there, and due to laziness or neglect or some other reason or excuse, I don't attend. Oh, how can I travel? Why? How can I go? But look at the thawab. I will say rather, Allahu Akbar, that in the Akhirah, for example, these 10 days of Dhul Hajjah, the opportunities we have to loot the treasures of the Akhirah. Think about it. We cannot count. It's infinite mercies. And we're not taking the mercies and the benefits. These 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are so great, so awesome and brilliant. The opportunity to attain something for the hereafter. And if we're getting something on a plate, then we should be greedy. We should rush to that gathering. I'm going to reach there. If you have to reduce something of the dunya, take a loss in the dunya, compromise of something worldly, no problem. Fine. Do it. We are insan. We are human being. From morning to evening we work, we get tired, our eyes get tired. We say, okay, let me go and attend. That even if I'm not awake, I'm tired and I'm falling asleep, but I'm going to reach to that gathering and sit there even if I'm tired. And alhamdulillah, we see this, that mashallah, for the women folk, it's such a big opportunity and great chance to earn this reward. That through the technology, via the communication channels, the women are sitting at home and they easily listen to the majlis of dhikr online. They do wudu beforehand, they prepare, they sit down for 1 hour, they're included in a dhikr gathering in the majlis. So they also will be included in the majlis of dhikr and get the same reward. But no, we want to keep on chatting and backbiting and gossip mongering and speaking about this person and that person. And some of the women folk, they put dhikr on and they can hear it, and they're still talking about other things in the background. Three or four sisters sitting together, women. Dhikr is running, they can hear it, but they're talking about other things. Imagine what a loss. A loss of an opportunity. Great opportunity. So these were the points I wanted to share today, and beautiful points we've learned today about the rewards for these points and actions and these amal. We are hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will give us the tawfiq, that we can give sadaqah, we can comfort somebody who's sick, we can attend a janazah prayer, and we can clothe somebody who needs clothes, and we can host yateem on orphan. If we've got money, we will feed him, buy the food and feed that person, because the yateem, mashallah, even to feed them, give them food, that's good. And sixth is to attend, if there are majalis or there's a gathering of dhikr that's running, we should attend it. So even if there's five times in the day and there's a majlis and we've got time, get there, get to that gathering. Don't waste the chance, because we don't know what's going to happen. Today is the third, fourth night, alhamdulillah, Dhul Hijjah. And after this, the nights pass very quickly. So these are big treasures of the akhirah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.